The Irish Times, Election 2011, Constituency Profiles.
Stephen Carroll, Wexford. Wexford is a five-seat constituency. It covers the entire of County Wexford. It doesn't go beyond that. It's long been dominated by Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and Labour. And up until quite recently, it seemed that that was set to be the case again. And we've had a bit of a dark horse come into the constituency race in Wexford, which is in the shape of Mick Wallace. He may be a property developer, but he's very well liked and seems to have a bit of a different attitude to some of the others. Locally, for quite a long time, the potential downgrading of services at Wexford General Hospital has been a concern. One of the candidates in the election, Seamus O'Brien, has been heavily involved in campaigning against those cuts, which would essentially see the A&E department in Wexford close. And another issue that seems to be causing some concern locally is the proposed motorway between Oil Gate, which is just outside Enniscorthy, down as far as Rosslare Harbour. Over the last two winters, the roads in Wexford took a big hit with the freezing weather and are largely in disrepair in a lot of areas, and people are very concerned that there's going to be a lot of money ploughed into an expensive motorway project when local services and local roads are in a state of disrepair. Fianna Fáil is running two rather than three candidates this time around, which seems to be its way across most of the country. Sean Connick, who was elected first in 2007 and had a good start to his career in the Dáil, rising up to the level of junior minister, is running again. And John Brown, who's a long-serving Enniscorthy politician, is also running for Fianna Fáil. He's topped the poll in 2007, 2002 and 1997. And despite the fact that Fianna Fáil's star has fallen significantly around the country, it's hard to see beyond these two being in with a very good shout of retaining their seats. Fine Gael has put forward three candidates. Two are returning TDs and one is a senator. You've got Michael Darcy, who's in the north. He's in a slightly fortunate position. He's got the run of Gorey pretty much to himself, which is a very largely populated area and spreads into the Dublin commuter belt to an extent, so he can deal with those kind of issues up there. Paul Kehoe is in Enniscorthy. He's got a background in GAA and farming and has a wide base, and I think people see him as someone who could have a good role in the next government because he was a firm backer of Enda Kenny when the Fine Gael leadership came up for question last year. And then in the south of the county, you've got Senator Liam Toomey. Toomey was the last person from outside one of the three big parties to be elected in Wexford in 2002. He ran as an independent on health platform, but soon joined Fine Gael, which I think disappointed a lot of people in the area. And he will be in with a shot of getting the final seat, but I don't think Toomey will have the legs that his party mates do. Labour, Brendan Howland, who's a veteran in the county, is probably the most likely bet to top the poll, and his running mate Pat Cody will be hoping that the surge in popularity Labour has seen nationwide will help him. He's a trade unionist, he's based in Enniscorthy, but given he'll face competition from Ciarán Brown, it's unlikely he'll be able to make the impact that's needed to have him follow Howland back to the Dáil. There's a number of other candidates. As I mentioned, Mick Wallace, he's likely to have a big impact on the campaign. He's very popular locally. He's done a lot of work around youth football, and he founded the Wexford Aircom League Club. And he comes from a bit of a Fianna Fáil background, not him personally, but his family. The fact that there's a lot of disillusionment with Fianna Fáil could possibly see him pick up there, and also his anti-war, pro-people views might see him pick up a bit from the left as well. You've got Rory de Valera, who's a grandson of Eamon de Valera. He was a late comer to the race. He's said that he plans not to canvass, but to put his ideas on his website, and that he won't be coming knocking on doors. And there is also Siobhan Rosengrave, was a late addition as an independent. Little is known about her as of yet. Also, you've got Anthony Kelly from Sinn Féin. He's taking on the Sinn Féin challenge from John Dwyer, who came quite close in both 2002 and 2007 to being elected for Sinn Féin. The fact that he's now left the party saying that it had lost the hearts and minds of working people means that he could pick up some gains from being outside Sinn Féin, but he will also lose party support. And the fact that Wallace has come in as a left-wing candidate will mean that Dwyer will probably do quite well to achieve what he did the last time. I can see Fine Gael holding two seats. I see Labour holding a seat. I think John Brown has a very good chance of being returned. And I think the final seat will be a bit of a scrap between Mick Wallace, Sean Connick and Liam Toomey, and possibly Pat Cody to a lesser extent. If I was to put money on it, I'd reluctantly put it on Sean Connick to hold what he has.